Looking for a job with a future in high tech in a sunny spot like Reno, Nevada? Then maybe you might want to check out the factory being built near Reno, Tesla's manufacturing facility for batteries and cars to bring jobs back to the U.S. to make all electric cars exotic and affordable. It will be the largest factory in the world, and whether that scares BMW or not, they wouldn't say the name of their enemy in this ad, noting the long Tesla delivery times.
You will do your taxes twice, maybe more. You will ring in the new year twice, maybe more. You will wait and wait and wait some more, all before that electric car company's new model ever even arrives.
Tesla delivered 50,000 cars in 2015, but needs enough rechargeable lithium-ion batteries to power 500,000 cars by 2020. And they've partnered with Panasonic to build that $5 billion factory in the Nevada desert just east of Reno. Joseph Taylor is chairman and CEO of Panasonic North America. He says among the challenges is recruiting and hiring tens of thousands of employees to operate this plant 24/7.
There has never been a factory this big. It's called the Gigafactory. It will have the largest factory footprint of any factory in the world, not just battery factories. If I recall correctly, it's around 5 million square feet, the size of 130 football fields or three central parks in New York City. It's huge.
And the production will produce batteries for how many cars per year, do you think?
So at full capacity, it will create enough batteries. We rate it on gigawatts. This will create 35 gigawatts worth of energy. It's a huge factory, but it still won't be enough to provide the batteries for all of the cars that Tesla is hoping to build annually. We'll still use our factories in Japan as well as a factory we're building in China.
Have you driven a Tesla?
I have. We had the first S series because we are by far the largest and I think most important partner to Tesla. We had one of the first S series that were produced and we're enjoying one of the first X series SUVs as well.
When you press the accelerator on a Tesla, what is it that tells you those batteries are working? What kind of muscle do those batteries provide that a combustion engine doesn't?
Well, the first way you know the batteries are involved is the muscle that's involved is your neck, because it snaps back into the seat when you accelerate. You've never seen such acceleration or performance in a car. I don't need any gauge to tell me it's working pretty well.
So what are the challenges that go along with manufacturing batteries on such a huge scale as is envisioned in Nevada?
When you look at all of the issues facing us, the single biggest challenge we're facing today is how do we find thousands of workers to run the factory and continue the design of the batteries in a really short amount of time.
So to train people, I mean, is it a lack of training people in America or something different?
I think it's a combination of things. It's not just trained workers, because we can train people to work in the factories, but it's skill sets involved as well as the number of people we need. So when you look at this gigafactory and you combine our requirements with Tesla's requirements at full capacity, we'll employ combined approximately 6,500 workers. And even in the short term, we're looking at thousands of workers to run not only the machines in the factories, but the engineers and the procurement people and the other professional services, and to find and hire and train literally thousands of workers in that short amount of time has really become the single biggest challenge that both ourselves and Tesla are faced in the short term.
Joseph M. Taylor is chairman and CEO of Panasonic North America.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.